如果今天早上你还没有祷告，你就来聚会求神赦免。
We ask God for forgiveness if you come and you have not prayed.
如果你今天早上还没有读圣经，你就来聚会求神赦免。
If you come to this meeting and you have not read the Bible this morning, we ask God.
我们读圣经的时候不是为了知识。
We read the Bible not for knowledge.
如果我们读圣经没有等候听神的话，说神你这么讲，我应该怎么做？求神赦免我们。
We ask God for forgiveness if we read the Bible and do not say to the Lord, that's what you say and that's what we shall do.
所以让我们一起来祷告。
So let us pray.
每一位弟兄姐妹为自己祷告。
We pray for ourselves.
然后我会做带领的祷告。
That Pastor Wong will close.
我们一起每一个人有声无声在神的面前献上感恩，献上我们为自己祷告。
Let us pray. You can pray out loud or you can pray silently. And let us pray.
天父上帝，我们来到你面前，再一次把自己交在你的手中，感谢主，你是恩典，是健康，是力量，是机会，是自由，是给我们这么多的弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜你。你是我们全能的神，是我们向你感谢，向你赞美。愿我们认识你，愿我们心里面就因为主的缘故，能够更多的来爱主。我们感谢主，主啊，求你赦免我们。如果我们今天早上没有预备心的敬拜你，主啊，我们没有祷告，没有读圣经，然后求神赦免我们，教导我们，让我们能够知道怎样来预备我们的心来敬拜主的时候，归荣耀于主的圣名，感谢主，赞美主。天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
因为你是看我们的内心。
Because you are God who look at our hearts.
我们要怎样来预备我们的心来敬拜你，来过每一天的生活。
How do we prepare our hearts to worship you and prepare our daily life?
怎么样来归荣耀于主，讨神的喜悦？
How we can be patient to you and give you the glory?
这是神你自己最看重的事情。
This is what you care about the most.
教导我们怎么祷告。
Teach us how to pray.
让我们祷告的时候不是只是很随便的讲一些话。
That we pray do not take it lightly.
让我们在祷告当中寻求神的面。
Then as we pray, we seek your face.
让我们在祷告当中把我们的主高高的举起来。
And in our prayer, we uplift you highly.
让我们在祷告当中，就是有神的感动的时候，我们立刻有回应。
Then as we pray, as we are moved by God, that we respond immediately.
为我们的读经生活祷告。
But we pray for our Bible reading.
我们有的时候觉得我们对圣经还蛮熟。
Sometimes we feel that we are familiar with the Bible.
我们可能就没有什么太多注意神你要跟我们讲什么。
Then we do not pay much attention to what you have to say to us.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们能够有一个敏感的心。
So that we can have a sensitive heart.
常常预备心听神的话语。
That we are ready at all times to hear your word.
也预备心来行神你的教导。
And we are ready to do what you have us to do.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
让我们今天早上来到这里的目的就是要敬拜你。
The purpose that we come this morning is to worship you.
就是向神说和你讲话，我愿意随听。
Let me say to you, Lord, you speak and I am listening.
让我们每一次来亲近主的时候，我们生命就得到改变。
Each time we come before you and draw near to you, our lives are transformed.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Thanks and give thanks in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 过去几个星期我讲到的时候都讲到大卫跟扫罗的事情。
In the past several sermons, I preached on Saul and David.
那么今天是第三讲。
This is the third of this series.
那么今天第三讲的时候，我愿意大家来跟我一起来，就是学习几样事情。
Maybe we can learn together a few things.
就是大卫这个人被神称为合神心意的人。
This is the person David. He was called someone who is after God's own heart.
大卫这个人不完美。
David was not perfect.
他跟我们所有人都一样，都有很多一些地方就是做错决定，犯罪了。
He was just like any one of us. Sometimes he made mistakes. Sometimes he sinned.
那么他也是知道，他也得罪神，得罪人。
He knew that he transgressed against God and sinned against man.
他只能够被称为一个合神心意的罪人。
He could be called a sinner after God's own heart.
圣经当中除了耶稣基督以外，没有一个人是完美的。
In the Bible, other than the Lord Jesus Christ, no one is perfect.
但是神称大卫为合他心意的人。
But God called David a man after His own heart.
那么到底神在看什么呢？
What is it that God values?
到底神在你跟我的生命当中，他在寻找什么呢？
What was God seeking in the life of your life and my life.
在我们的周刊上面，我讲到了大纲上面，我引了一节经文。
That's a scripture verse in the sermon outline.
那么这一节的经文呢？你看这个讲到大纲上面，就是在撒母耳记下16章11节后面部分跟12节。
This is in 2 Samuel chapter 16, chapter 16 verse 11b to
就是大卫的人生哲学。
This is the philosophy, the life of David.
中文呢，我们一起来先读一遍，然后念英文的再念一遍。
Let us read together in Chinese first and then English.
中文，由他咒骂吧，因为这是耶和华吩咐他的。或者耶和华见我遭难，为我记录被这人咒骂，就施恩于我。好，我们请英文的讲读英文的弟兄姐妹来读。
No, English together.
Let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. It may be that the Lord will look upon my misery and restore to me his covenant blessing instead of his curse today. 那么大卫呢？他怕神。多过怕人。
David is a man who feared God more than men.
他很怕神。
He was afraid of God.
那么他就是因为怕神的缘故呢，他的生命当中也是常常也是对人的看法是很尊重的。
Because he feared God, he has a respect for life.
他如果做错的时候
，If he had done something wrong,
因为他怕神的缘故，如果有人骂他，有人责打他，丢石头给他，吐口水给他，他都忍受了。
Because he see God, then in his life, if someone rebuke him or spit on him or say something bad about him, he tolerates.
他忍受了，因为他就说，如果人家这样对待我，神看他说，哎，大卫做错事情，本来我要罚他，但是现在呢，他已经罚够了，那么神就不做什么。
David tolerated that since David did something wrong, he was going to be punished. But because somebody has already treated him badly, then maybe I won't punish him.
一个人怕神，一个人尊敬神。
Someone who fears God and respects God,
就算他不是那么完美
even though the person may not be perfect,
神还是很喜欢这个人。
God still likes that person.
这是大卫的一个很特别的地方。
This is what is so special about David.
好，我今天跟大家一起来讲到这个信息的时候，我把信息的中心写在这里。
I'm writing down this as I'm using the message, I put down the central theme.
就是选择神或者选择神所给的。
Do you choose God or do you choose what is given by God?
那今天的信息的中心就是这个。
This is the central message of this sermon.
我们每一个人在这个世界都领受了很多神给我们的。
Each one of us in this world, we receive a lot of things that is given by God.
我们享受了神给我们的阳光。
We enjoy the sunlight.
我们享受了神给我们的空气。
We enjoy the air that we breathe.
我们享受了神给我们大自然的美。
We enjoy the beauty of the nature given by God.
我们享受了人与人之间的友情友谊。
We enjoy the friendship also given by God.
我们享受神所赐给我们可以生长出来的这个食物。
We also enjoy the food that was grown and was given by God.
我们是不是认识这位神？我们都享受神给我们很多。
Whether we know this God or not, we have enjoyed what God has given us.
那么今天我们的问题在哪里呢？
What is our problem today?
有的时候我们享受这些东西，看重这些东西，多过给我们这一切的神。
Sometimes we care more about the gift than the giver.
那这就是我们的问题啊。
This is our problem.
那大卫怎么处理这件事情呢？
How did David handle these things?
怎么样能够真的在选择神所给我的，或者说选择就是神来这个当中做一个决定
？He has to make a choice between the gift of God and God the giver himself.
那么我在这里讲了两个老的皇帝跟一个少年的皇帝。
I'm going to talk about two sets of one old king and a young king.
当大卫年轻的时候
，When David was young,
他就被高为王。
He was anointed king.
那当时有一个国王
，At that time there was a king already。
所以呢，在国王的这个系统当中，有一个皇帝在位，另外一个人被封为王的时候，这个当中就有了很紧张的一个关系。
So there was a tension in the relationship because there was a king already installed and there was a new king being anointed。
那么这个在整个世界历史当中，这种情况发生的时候，肯定就有很多的就摩擦，很多的问题了。
In world history, when we see something like this happen, usually there ends up with a lot of friction and tension.
那么就算这个成吉思汗那么很最成功的时候，有人提到说他的那个子孙当中有一个可能会适合做王的时候，成吉思汗都要杀这个人。
When the son was in power, there was one of talk about one of his sons was going to be king, then the son was going to kill off this person.
那么我们中国大陆如果以前国王的时候有人传说另外还有一个王的话，那第二个人肯定就没命了。
And in Chinese history, if there was an emperor already and there was another person claimed himself to be the emperor also, then there's going to be a problem.
所以第一对的老王跟少王就是扫罗王跟大卫王。
So the old king versus the young king, Saul and David.
那么这个扫罗王是在位的王。
King Saul was someone who was in power.
那么因为他做的不好，所以神就立了大卫就做王。
Because he did not do well, so God installed David.
按照人的情况来讲，扫罗是有权柄来杀死大卫的。
According to men's law, King Saul can have the authority to execute David.
所以圣经当中就讲到扫罗用尽一切的方法要杀大卫。
So Saul tried to kill David with all kinds of means.
那么我们不讲他那个细节，我们过去讲过了。
We talked about the details already, so we're not dwelling on the details today.
大卫怎么样在那样的情况之下选择神而放弃了神所给的呢？
And how did David make the choices between God or what God has given him?
因为神给他，就是说神叫撒母耳高他，他也是王了。
God has called Samuel to anoint David, so David was king.
他不是大卫，不是自己，就是说自封为王了。
He did not claim himself to be king.
而且他有足够的权，这个权力就是说叫扫罗下来，他上去的，因为扫罗的确是很多地方得罪神了。
He has the authority to call Saul to abdicate and that he can become king himself.
所以他有神给他的做王的这个权柄。
He has given the authority to be king and that authority came from God.
你看这个大卫跟扫罗差不多有30多年的时间，大卫是被封的王，那扫罗是在位的王，大卫一直选择神，不要选择神给他的。
There was a period of time of maybe 30 some years that David was already anointed king, but Saul was still the king of the land, and David had chosen to act appropriately.
所以当扫罗要杀大卫的时候，他的手下都已经看得不忍心了。
When Saul was going after David to kill him, his followers did not like to see this.
那么扫罗这个去追杀大卫的时候，大卫的手下就说：“你看，今天有机会把扫罗杀死，那么你就可以正正式式做国王了。”
When Saul was going after David, and some of the followers of David said that God has given King Saul into your hands, so you can have a chance to kill him off, and you can become.
大卫选择等候神。
David chose to wait upon the Lord.
大卫不选择说，因为那个撒母耳已经高我为王，所以我就名正言顺的把扫罗推下来，然后我上去做王。
David did not choose to that because Samuel had anointed him king, then he could overthrow Saul and become king himself.
在我们做基督徒的过人生当中
，in our Christian life，
很多的时候我们是有理由有某种的反应。
Very often we are reasonable if we choose a certain path.
我们是有理由争取一些权利。
It is proper for us to seek certain the rights that has been given to us.
但是当我们在神的面前祷告的时候，把神是怎么想、怎么讲、怎么教导，然后神给我的是什么，我的权利在哪里，那做一个对比的时候。
But as we pray, as we consider that what God has given me, this is what God wants me to do, but also consider that these are the rights given by God, then we need to make a choice.
大卫选择神，等候神所给的时间，就是他神所给他的，那么他等候，他不争取。
David has chosen to wait upon the Lord for the time that God has appointed him, and not claim his rights.
那么大卫这一种的这个生命属灵的操练呢
？This is the spiritual discipline of David.
就是他预备好面对这第二个大问题了。
That allow him to face his second challenge.
第二个大问题就是当他是老王帝的时候。
The second challenge was that when he was an old king himself,
他的孩子自封为王了。
His son claimed he declared himself to be king.
那么在这个国王的系统当中，不是大老王杀死少王，就少王杀死老王，那么总是就剩下一个这个登位的。
In general, when there are two kings, either the old king to of the young king, or the young king to of the old king.
那么大卫他在年纪老迈的时候，他的儿子亚沙龙 在希伯伦宣布为王了。
When David was old and elderly, his son Absalom declared himself to be king in Hebron.
在撒母耳记上第十五章第十节，就是这个亚撒龙他自己宣布为王。
Second Samuel chapter 15 verse 10, Absalom declared himself to be the king.
那么亚撒龙呢，是一表人才的。
Absalom was a handsome person.
他很有思考的人。
He was also a very smart person.
圣经当中说，以色列很多人都归向他。
And the Israelites, many of the Israelites, according to the scriptures, they follow him.
连大卫的手下里面的一些众将也转向他了。
Some of the generals of David also follow Absalom.
那么大卫面对这个问题。
David was confronted with this problem.
就是他是在位的国王。
He was the king in power.
他是在位的国王，而且是被神重用的一个国王。
And he was the king that God mightily used.
那么现在他这个儿子呢，自封为王，是非法的国王。
Now this his son was illegally proclaimed himself to be king.
那么他的国王是神给的。
His kingship was given by God.
他的孩子的国王不是神给的。
The kingship of his son was not appointed by God.
如果他选择说神给我这个王位，那么你怎么可以非法自己称为王呢？
If you chose to exercise authority, this the kingship is given by God. How can you declare yourself to be king?
他可以就是采取行动把这个孩子杀掉。
He could have killed off his son.
因为不能够一山成二虎的。
Because there can only be one king, one sovereign.
一个国家不能够两个国王的。
One country cannot have two kings.
而且孩子这一种的做法是违背神的。
And then what the son did was also transgressed against God.
哇，大卫非常的难过。
It was, David was very saddened by this.
因为他爱孩子。
He loved his son.
他不想杀他孩子。
He did not want to kill his son.
但是呢，孩子这个王位是非法的。
But the kingship that the son claimed is, was illegal.
所以他也不能够就是说孩子，那么你就做国王吧。
He could not just say give the kingdom to his son.
因为如果孩子的国那个王位不是那个正式的话，那孩子会怕大卫在的时候还是有权利。
Because the kingship was illegitimate, then he could not have proper power.
那么很可能这个孩子就算你给他做国王，他转过来还是要杀掉大卫。
Then even if you give him, let him to be king, he could still turn around and kill off David.
所以大卫非常的为难。
So David was between a rock and a hard place.
非常的痛苦。
He was suffering greatly.
那大卫就面对一个属灵的操练。
So David was confronted with a spiritual discipline.
这个属灵的操练不记在圣经当中。
This is not recorded in the Bible.
那我就这么想。
This is my interpretation.
那么因为我这么想的时候，我就觉得这个在属灵的原则上，在应用上是很实际、很好用的。
I'm thinking this is a great application for us in the spiritual application.
这个属灵的原则就是为什么要读圣经呢？
The spiritual principle tells us that is why we need to study the Bible.
神在圣经当中给我们一个属灵的原则，怎么样过一个讨神喜悦的基督徒生活呢？
In the Bible, God has given us spiritual principles. How can we live a life that is pleasing in the sight of God?
所以呢，大卫那天晚上非常难过的时候。
So that evening, David was very saddened.
摆在前面的那一些所有美好的食物他都没胃口吃了。
All the nice cuisines and the good food in front of him, he did not have an appetite.
他就看着他旁边那一些的多年跟随他的人。
He looked at the people, the followers that had been with him for many years.
有的是祭司。
Some are priests.
有的是将军。
Some were generals.
有的是一些就是谋士顾问
，some were advisors, people who give ideas.
有一些比他年轻
，some were younger than himself.
有一些比他年长的很大
，some were much older than himself.
他就转向了那些年长的几位
，he turned around and asked those who are older than him.
他就问了一个问题
，he asked one question.
当摩西
，when Moses
被挑战的时候
，was challenged.
摩西怎么回应
？What did Moses do?
啊，我很喜欢。
I like this.
为什么呢
？Why？
我就开始看民数记，从第十一章开始看起。
I look at numbers starting in chapter 11.
这摩西是神所选召的。
Moses was chosen by God.
那么，透过神所印证，行了很多神迹。
God has confirmed him through many miracles.
那么在出埃及的时候，摩西就带领了以色列百姓离开了这个埃及的地方。
As they were leaving Egypt, God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
一路上充满着神的神迹。
in their way out, they were filled with miracles.
神的同在。
The presence of God was with him.
神的印证是神选摩西做领袖来带领这些人出去。
The confirmation of God was very evident that God had called Moses.
那摩西带领以色列百姓过红海。
Moses led Israel to pass through the Red Sea.
那么圣经当中就记载了。
Then it was recorded in the scriptures.
以色列百姓埋怨又埋怨。
The Israelites complained and murmured.
那么到最后的时候，以色列百姓来挑战摩西。
At the end, the Israelites challenged Moses.
说谁封你做我们的领袖？
Who allowed you to be our leader?
那么这个过程呢是很复杂的。
This was a complicated process.
摩西是像国王那样。
Moses was like a king.
被下面的人挑战了。
He was challenged by the people.
当他被挑战的时候，摩西怎么做呢？
What did Moses do when he was challenged?
民数记第十一章的时候，百姓因为没有肉吃，所以就埋怨摩西说，我们为什么要死在旷野，我们不如回去埃及。
In chapter 11 of Numbers, the people did not have meat to eat, so they complained against Moses. Why do we come out here? Maybe we should go back to Egypt.
民数记第十三章的时候，摩西派了十二个探子 去看那个迦南地。
Numbers chapter 13, Moses sent 12 spies to kind of find out more about the land of Canaan.
那十二个人回来，
12 people came back.
十个人就是说不能去啊，去送死。
10 people say you cannot go in. If you go in, you will die.
两个人说可以去。
2 people say you can go in.
后来上帝生气。
And then something happened.
后来那一些百姓又来问摩西说，为什么你不带我们进去那个美好的地方，使我们在这个地方 没有什么东西吃。
And then the people complained against Moses that how come you lead us here, then we cannot have good food to eat.
然后他们就说，谁叫你做王， 你这个做带领的就不行。
They say you are not a good leader. Who called you to be the leader?
所以呢，民数记第十六章就开始讲到250个以色列的领袖。
So in Numbers chapter 16 talk about 250 leaders among the Israelites.
他们就集合。
They got together.
就在摩西面前。
They came before Moses.
下台。
They say you need to come down.
我不要你做领袖。
We don't want you to be leader anymore.
所以这个光景呢，大卫就问说，摩西当时怎么去处理这个问题？
So David asked this question. What did Moses do at that time?
那圣经当中讲到摩西是世界上最谦和的人。
We talk about the Bible says that Moses was someone who is most humble.
民数记十二章第三节就是说，呀，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上所有的人。
Number 11, verse 3 talks about Moses was the most humble one, more humble than other people in the world.
我每一次看到摩西怎么样去回应这一种对于权柄的挑战，对于给他的压力，他怎么样去回应的时候。
This time when I come across this passage, see how Moses confronted with someone who is challenging his authority.
那民数记第十六章就是第四节到第十一节非常好。
Numbers 16 verse 4-11 was very good.
那这个第四节到第十一节那边呢，摩西其中有一节的经文就讲说，第五节的下面开始说，到了早晨，耶和华必指示谁是属他的，谁是圣洁的，就叫谁亲近他，他所拣选的是谁，必叫谁亲近他。
Verse 5 says, then in the morning the Lord will show who belongs to him and who is holy, and he will have the person come near him.
这个有一个属灵的原则在这个地方。
That's a spiritual principle in here.
人与人之间的冲突。
The conflict between men.
人与人之间的摩擦。
The frictions amongst people.
摩西当时就提出了一件事情。
Moses brought up one thing.
让神来讲话。
Let God speak.
让神来决定。
Let God make the decision.
摩西他不要去争，不要去吵。
Moses did not want to exert his right. He did not want to get into an argument.
那么当这个百姓还是很不服气的时候。
When the people did not, was not peace.
同一章二十二节。
Verse 22 in the same chapter.
那摩西跟亚伦就俯伏在地说，神，万人之灵的神啊，一人犯罪，你就要向全会众发怒吗？
Moses and Aaron fell face down and cried out, O Lord, God of the spirits of all mankind, will you be angry with the entire assembly when only one man sinned?
摩西怎么样来处理权柄受到挑战？
How Moses handled that his authority was being challenged?
他围着那一些逼迫他的人代求。
He interceded for those who persecute him.
求神不要罚他们。
He asked God not to punish those people.
你知道和摩西的事情。
You know about the matters of Moses.
记载在圣经当中。
Was recorded in the scriptures.
后面的人读的时候
the people in ages to come read the scripture,
只要是认真愿意听神的话语，你就看到有教导我们怎么样做一个属灵的人，怎么样做一个有属灵生命的操练的一个人。
If you're serious and you study the Bible, you'll be able to know what a spiritual principle is. How can we be someone who has be spiritually disciplined?
那么当然，我们知道民数记第十六章发生了一件很严重的事情。
Something serious happened in number 16.
那么在整本圣经当中，只有记载这么一次。
It occurred only one time according to records in the Bible.
因为呢，摩西看到这一批人非常就是没有办法来讲清楚的时候
，Moses could not reason with these people.
他说第十六章三十节，倘若耶和华创造一件新事，使地开口，把他们和一切属他们都吞下去，叫他们祸祸地坠落阴间。你们就明白这些人是藐视耶和华。
He just said, but if the Lord brings out something totally new, that the earth opens its mouth and swallows them, then everyone who belongs to them, will go down to the pit, then you know that these men have treated the Lord with contempt.
他在讲什么？
What was he saying?
他在讲说，如果你们这样做的话，神来处理。
He said, if you do this, if you continue in this way, God is going to take care of you.
换一句话说，摩西自己没有。就是说，好，谁要跟我，我们就把那些反对我的人全部把他杀掉。
Moses said, "Who's going to be on Who's going to be on my side, and then we can go kill off those who are against me."
摩西没有用血气的方法。
Moses did not follow the way of the flesh.
他把事情交在神的手中。
He left the matter in the hands of God.
那么我们知道，在三十一节，摩西讲完这些话，他们脚下的地就开了口。
And verse 31, as soon as Moses finished saying all this, the ground under them split apart.
这可能是地震哈。
Maybe it was earthquake.
我们不知道那个事情真正是怎么回事。
We did not know actually what happened.
但是圣经就是说地开了口。
But the Bible says that the earth opened up.
不是好莱坞拍的那个电影。
It's not in the movie in Hollywood.
是真的地开了口。
Actually, the ground.
把那一些反对摩西那一些人吞到地下面去了。
And those who opposed Moses, they fell down.
这个那些人就跟大卫讲说，摩西当时就是这样来处理事情。
The advisors of David told David that was how Moses handled the situation.
那么大卫听到的时候，心中也是非常的，就是有感动。
After hearing this, David was very much moved.
那么我们也知道这些人的百姓反对他的人啊，你知道这么大的事情发生，地开口，人吞下去了，那第二天又来了。
You know that the Israelites, they saw this what happened, the earth opened up and some people being swallowed up, but that happened again.
民数记十六章跟着下去的，又有人来就是发怨言说，摩西、亚伦，你们为什么把百姓杀了？
And then the later part in number 16, someone said, Moses, David, how come you kill off those people?
那么这整个事情的过程当中，使大卫明白一件事情。
Through this process, this allows David to understand one thing.
你是在带领人，你做国王，你是带领一批的人。
Are you a leader of a group of people?
那么这一些人呢，好人少，这个麻烦的人多的太多了。
And among these people that you are leading, maybe they are very few good people, and they are more troublemakers.
所以如果在这一种的光景当中，没有学习定睛仰望神的话，我们很难做领袖了。
In this situation, it's very difficult to be a leader if you do not focus on the Lord.
或者说，我们没有定睛仰望神的话，我们很难做一个可以感恩、可以感谢神的基督徒。
If you do not focus on the Lord, it is hard for us to be a Christian who gives thanks.
所以当他们又埋怨又责备又挑战摩西说你们杀了这个耶和华的百姓的时候呢，哇，圣经里面就记载耶和华神真的发怒了。
When these people complain against Moses, say that you killed some of the people of God, then God, the whole Lord, was really upset.
那么圣经就记载说，神发怒的时候，就是瘟疫进到他们当中，一共死了14,700人。
And the Bible recorded that God was angry, and He caused a plague to come, and 14,000 died.
所以这个属灵的操练的原则是什么？
So what is the principle of spiritual discipline?
人攻击、人挑战、人误会的时候
，When you are attacked by men, misunderstood by men,
我们不用自己的方法来回应。
You do not need to go the way of the flesh.
我们就交给神。
leave this to God.
因为神是公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
神自己的审断是最好的神。
God's judgment is the best.
那么大卫他学习到什么？
What did David learn?
他儿子攻击他。
His son was attacking him.
因为他宣布为王的时候，下一步就是要杀大卫。
Because when Absalom declared himself to be king, the next step was going to kill David.
亚撒龙就叫他的手下顾问进来说，下一步我们应该怎么做？
So Absalom asked his advisors and followers, what shall we do next?
这个顾问，第一个顾问就讲说，我们现在立刻去追杀大卫，把他一个人杀了。
The first advisor said, immediately we go out and go after David and kill him.
这个顾问就是跟这个亚撒龙讲说，我们只要杀掉你的爸爸，事情就解决了。
This advisor said, just kill off your father David, then everything will be settled.
那么在这样的光景当中，大卫怎么办呢？
What did David do?
大卫没有为着保住他的王位来战争了。
David did not fight for his kingship.
大卫在圣经当中怎么讲？
In the Bible, what did David say?
大卫在圣经当中讲说，
David,
他就往旷野去了。
He went into the wilderness.
撒母耳记下第十五章第二十三节就讲说，大卫跟他所有跟他的人往旷野去了。
Second Samuel 15:23, it was recorded that David and his followers they went into the wilderness.
他们逃走。
They escaped.
他们避开。
They went away.
大卫是可以名正言顺的，就是说你这个不孝的孩子，你要杀我，那么就看看谁厉害。
David could have claimed his right and fight against his son.
但是大卫宁愿放弃继续做王帝，他要听神的话。
But David was willing to give up his reign and he wants to obey God.
他就走到旷野去。
He went into the wilderness.
这旷野是好多好多年以前的经历了。
That was what he experienced many, many years previously.
就四十年、五十年、六十年前，他就曾经就是在旷野当中偷跑好多年了。
40, 50, 60 years ago, he spent time in the wilderness. He was being sought at that time.
现在又带着他的手下又去旷野了。
Now he brought his followers and went back into the wilderness.
他拒绝用他的方法来解决他的问题。
He refused to use the way of man to take care of his problems.
那么这个亚撒龙的这个顾问就是讲得很清楚，单单杀一个人，就使大卫所有手下的人心都融化，都归向你了。
This advice of Absalom said that just kill off one person, kill off David, then all the David followers, their heart will melt and they will follow you.
怎么有人就教导儿子杀爸爸的呢？
How can someone teach a son, tell a son to kill the father?
那么儿子也肯听呢？
And the son was willing to.To listen to them.
你说你做爸爸的话伤心不伤心？
If you are a father, would you be very sad?
你为什么去处理这样的事情？
How would you handle something like this?
你说我们今天在这个世界遇到很多冤枉的事情。
In this world, we see a lot of wrongs.
我们很多的时候基督徒不能长进，就是因为很多人好像对我不是很好。
A lot of times as Christians, we are then do that a lot of people, a lot of times we are wrong.
我们就让那些事情来就是环绕着我们的思想，我们就没有办法真的读圣经，没有办法好好祷告，没有办法好好相信神。
We allow those things to interrupt, to disturb us, so that we cannot properly read the Bible and devote to God.
大卫就想到摩西用那样的方式来处理。
David learned that Moses handled it this way.
他就决定不用人的方法。
He has decided not to use the way of man.
他带领他的手下就到旷野去了。
He took his followers to the wilderness.
那么你知道神怎么处理他的问题呢？
How did God take care of his problem?
神就在这个亚撒龙跟他的军队追杀大卫的时候，
When Absalom was going after David trying to kill off his troops,
亚撒龙自己呢，他就是很最自夸的其中一样事情，就是他的头发。
Absalom was most proud of a lot of things. One of them he was most proud of was his hair.
他的头发有六磅，就三个 kilo 那么重。
His hair was about 6 pounds in weight.
就男人了，就国王，他的头发很美。
So it was a beautiful hair.
那么他就舍不得剪掉。
He did not want to cut his hair.
所以呢，他就像女孩子那样把它卷起来。
So he make up his hair.
所以他骑马去追大卫的时候。
So he was going after David on the horseback.
就过了那一些有树林的地方。
And there were some forests.
那有一根树枝就插到他的头发里面。
So there was a branch that his hair got entangled in the tree branch.
然后马就跑掉了。
And the horse ran off.
他就掉在那里。
And he was stuck up there. He was hanging.
那最后呢
？What happened？
六个人
，six people，
加上一个将军
，and a general，
七个人
，seven people，
就过来把他杀死掉
，killed him。
弟兄姐妹们
，the brothers and sisters，
我每次想到大卫怎么被神称为合神心意的人
，each time I read about that David being the man after God's own heart，
每一次我想到。这个摩西怎么样被神称为最谦和的人
？This time I read that Moses being called someone who's the most humble.
我今天早上读的时候读一段摩西跟神发脾气啊。
I came and called another passage that Moses was upset with God.
他问神说：“你做什么事情
？”Yes, God, what are you doing?
你把这个差不多200万的人交给我，那个天天防止我。
You gave me these people about 2 million people, and then I'm so bothered by this.
那我怎么有办法来处理这样的事情
？How can I handle this？
那如果你不解决问题的话，你就让我死掉好了。
If you don't take care of this, just let me die.
你知道摩西啊，跟神讲话就这么直了哈。
It was what Moses. He was so frank with God.
其实他不这么讲，神也知道他这么讲。
But in fact, even if he did not say this way, God knew what he was saying.
他心里面的确就这么想。
But that was what was in his heart.
那为什么这样的人并不是真的那么谦和，并不是真的那么合神心意，神爱他们呢
？Why did God still love a person that may not be so humble, not so pleasing in the sight of God？
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and
sisters， 神要我们学习就是属灵的功课。
God wants us to learn the spiritual lessons，
操练我们的生命
，to discipline and exercise our lives，
操练我们的生命朝着一个方向来长进
，so that we grow towards one direction。
就是每一次就决定选择神
That is each time we choose God
选择相信神
We choose to believe in God
选择顺服神
We choose to submit to God
选择归荣耀于神
We choose to give glory to God
选择不给神伤心
We choose to not grieve the heart of God
选择神如果跟我讲我就听
We choose to obey God
他不讲我就等
And if God did not say something, and I shall wait.
就选择就是单单就是来跟随这位神
We choose to follow only follow this God.
那选择神在圣经当中跟我们讲的话
And choose the word that God has revealed to us in the Bible.
为什么我们需要读圣经，要明白圣经呢
That's why we need to read the Bible and understand the Bible.
因为如果我们不熟的话，选择的时候我们就想不起神的话语在讲什么
If we do not study the Bible and not familiar with it, then when we need to make decisions, we cannot remember what is the principle of God.
我们在这种的选择当中，不是说我们放掉神给我们那些。
As we are making decisions and making choices, we are not giving up what God has given us.
但是如果神给我的恩赐跟选择神有冲突的时候
But if the talent that is given by God conflict with God, what God wants,
我们就立刻要悔改回到选择神那里
Then we need to repent and go back to that we need to choose God.
那么你说到底是什么样的一个情况会有其冲突呢
What kind of condition will there be conflict?
比如说我相信耶稣神就给我就是成为基督徒属于神的这个位份呢这个基督徒的身份
If I believe that the position of being a Christian is given to me by God
所以这个是神给的
This is what is given by God
那么既然神给我了
If God has given this to me already
那我不相信他又怎么样
What if I do not believe in him
所以有一些人呢信了耶稣不一定来教会
So some people they believe in the Lord Jesus but they do not always attend church
他不一定读圣经，不一定祷告。
They may not study the Bible. They may not pray.
那这个就是说选我们选择神给我的好处福气，那么就不要神。
That they have chosen the gift, the good thing they got from me, but they not choose God.
我一个朋友，他非常有恩赐，神给他恩赐。
It is a friend. I have a friend that's very very talented.
在中学的时候，我们有辩论会。
In high school, there was a debate team.
那么我中文写的还可以，就讲话不大会讲。
I could write very well in Chinese, but I do not give good speeches.
那我们一般同学57个人。
There are 57 in our class.
所以老师不知道谁会什么，谁不会什么。
The teachers don't know who is very strong at what.
当辩论的名单出来的时候，我的名字也排上去了。
When the debate team came out, I was on the debate team also.
那么 我跟老师讲我不会讲话。
I told my teacher I cannot give good speeches.
那么老师就说好，每个人写一篇文章，看看你写完之后上去读一读，看你的口才怎么样。
And then the teacher said, if everybody write an article and then look up and read your article, then I'll see how well you can speak.
那么那天晚上我回家的时候
，That evening I went home.
在房间里面
，Then I was in my room.
做功课
，Doing my homework.
我就看到一只壁虎
，And there was a man.
壁虎那个。
There was a lizard on the wall.
在墙壁上爬来爬去。
No, there was a lizard on the wall. It was going back and forth.
所以我就开始跟他讲话。
So I talk to her.
那讲完之后呢，有一个灵感。
Then after that, I was inspired.
我就写了一篇文章。
Then I wrote an article.
就做壁虎与我的对话。
It was the dialogue between me and the lizard.
那第二天我就在班里面念出来了。
So the next day, I read my article.
老师说这个不行，你这样贱的内容，这个很难选代表。
I said, no, this is not good. You can, it's hard for.
所以我就脱钩了。
So I got off.
哎，我另外一个朋友非常有恩师的。
Another friend was very talented.
学校里面辩论赢了。
He won the debate.
代表学生在省里面辩论又赢了。
And he represented school and he won the debate.
很好的一位弟兄。
Very good brother.
我们在团契里面一起带动学校的那个团契。
And we also led in the fellowship in the school.
他比较多在前面讲话，比较多在后面排椅子。
Yeah. He used to go up the front and speak and I.
因为他很有恩师啊。
Of chairs.
他很会讲。
He was talented. He can speak very well.
很多人讲说你把死人都讲活了。
They said you can bring a dead man back to life.
后来我们就分开了，他去了澳大利亚，我去了香港。
Then later on, he went to Australia, went to Hong Kong.
后来好多年之后又见面了。
Then many years later, we met again.
他在教会做牧师。
He was a pastor in the church.
我到澳大利亚去进修。
I also was studying theology.
那么他就说好，今天我们领诗的人不在，你帮忙领诗好不好？
So today I'm the person who leads singing. Sorry, can you lead singing?
我说你讲什么？
Okay, what's your topic sermon?
他说还没有想到。
So I haven't decided yet.
那我没想到我怎么选诗歌呢？
If you have not decided on your sermon topic, then how can I lead the singing?
他说你随便选几首。
Just do something.
我说选几首呢？
How many?
他说三五首。
Three or five hymns would be good.
所以我上去带你唱诗歌。
So I went up and led singing.
唱了第五首。
After the fifth.
他坐在最后一排。
He was at the end of the.
他跟我讲还没有好，
还没有 ready yet，
还没有找到经文。
He has not found the passage yet。
所以我又唱第六首。
So I let the sixth hymn。
又唱第七首。
Number seven。
那后来很多人说我歌声还不错。
Many people say that I sing pretty well。
那有一点点安慰。
Then I was consoled。
后来他跟我讲好了。
Okay, let's start。
他就上来。
So he came up。
他讲的题目。
He talk about his theme。
读了经文。
The passage。
我立刻说 Oh no。
Oh no。
这经文跟题目都不对劲。
They don't match。
那我心里呢很难过。
I was very sad.
很有恩赐的一个人。
A very talented person.
以为神给他就够用了。
He thought that what God had given him was good enough.
对神不太认真。
He was not serious towards God.
他不对神不太认真。
He was not serious about his calling.
几年前我们又见面。
A few years before we met again.
他还是很有恩赐。
He was still very talented.
但是生命里面就开始出了一些问题。
But some problems creep up in his life.
我在讲什么？
What was I talking about?
我在讲有的时候我们会很享受神给我的恩赐。
Sometimes we enjoy the talent that God has given us.
我很会就是某一方面的东西。
There are certain things that I'm very, very good at.
所以我很会到一个地步的时候，不用准备都可以。
So I'm so good at this, I do not have to prepare for it.
然后人家对我在这方面有评语的话，我就不太开心了。
If people criticize me, then I won't be.
这整个过程当中，就是神好像就变成就是不太重要的事。
In this process, God seems to be unimportant.
就开始看重神所给的。
And someone pay more attention to the gift of God.
那么今天如果你说我想在今天的信息里面学到或记住一个功课。
Today, if I want to learn something from this message,
唯觉神所给我们的感谢神。
We want to give thanks for what God has given us already.
必须做选择，要放弃神所给的还是神的时候，千万千万记住，不要放弃神。
But choose to, you rather give up what God has given to you, but do not ever give up God.
神可以重用一个爱他而没有恩赐的人。
God can mightily use someone who loves him, but does not have much talent.
神从来不大愿意用一个不爱他但是很有恩赐的人。
God never use someone who has a lot of talent, but does not love God.
千万记住。
Remember this, please.
这是我们基督徒生命必须有的操练。
This is a must in the Christian life in spiritual discipline.
那在操练当中，就需要神的话语做我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
In this process, we need to have the word of God as the lamp unto my feet and the light before my
path. 就需要有神的话语不断提醒我们说，这是神的道。
We need the word of God to remind us that this is the way of God.
追求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
让我们从大卫一生的属灵操练当中来学习。
May we learn from David and his spiritual discipline.
我一直爱你，尊重你的缘故。
Because I love you and honor you.
他甚至愿意失去王位，要选择你。
He chose you rather, and he would rather give up his being a king.
他甚至愿意失去王位，也不愿意用人的方法来处理。他跟扫罗，他跟那个亚撒龙之间的问题。
He rather give up his kingdom than use the way of man to resolve the conflict between him and Absalom.
哦，主，我们看到大卫的一生。
Lord, we see the life of David.
虽然他有软弱，他有犯错的时候。
Even though he has weaknesses, even though he has sin.
但是就是因为他这一种的属灵操练，使他成为合神心意的人。
Yet he was called a man after God's own heart because he had this spiritual discipline.
求神帮助我们。
God, please help us.
每一个做基督徒的
each and every one of us Christians,
立志离开道理的开端
that we resolve to depart from the beginning of the world,
进入到经历神经历就是操练我们的属灵生命越来越像神
that we go into an experience God deeper that we can have this spiritual discipline so that we can be more like God.
主啊，愿意你愿扫罗、大卫、亚撒龙这三个人这个三篇的信息来提醒我们
Lord, please remind us with these three messages about Saul and David and Absalom.
让我们每一个人越来越像神，越来越讨神的喜悦。
So that each one of us can be more and more like God and be more pleasing.
用我们的一生荣耀主的圣名。
That we use all of our lives to glorify your holy name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This is in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.